And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Rupert Barlow, financial backer of Larry Noble's present Broadway play, is about to leave his luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay and pick up Mary Noble and Maud Marlowe in nearby Rosehaven, and then drive into New York for the first appearance of Claudia Vincent in the feminine lead opposite Larry. Julia Dixon, Rupert's secretary, is ready, and only Oliver Wilson, Rupert's unwelcome house guest, is holding them up. Right now, we find Rupert taking matters into his own hands and knocking at the door of the guest suite occupied by Oliver.
Confounded nuisance, this young idiot. A born troublemaker, too. And now he thinks nothing of holding us all up.
Wilson, I say, Wilson, are you about ready?
Probably just getting ready. I'll bet he's shaving or something. He can't hear me, or else he's just doing this to get my goat. I wouldn't put it past him. If I didn't think Julia really meant it when she said she'd go away with the fellow, I'd throw him out of this house. But she sounds so serious, I can't be sure that that crazy man of mine, Victor, didn't actually arrange to have some of his friends run him off the road and beat him up, even after I told him no violence. Ah, for 2 cents, I'd fire Victor.
Rupert! Oh, Rupert!
What is it, Julia?
And what in the world's taking you so long?
Now, your perfect guest doesn't answer when I knock on the door.
I'll go in and wake him up.
I'll wake him myself. The idea. Come on, Wilson. We're all ready to go. Been waiting over a half an hour. Wilson!
Rupert! Now, don't you dare bellow like that at poor Oliver. Do you want to startle him out of his wits?
If I told you what I'd like to do...
Shh, for heaven's sake, Rupert!
Well, he isn't here. Not a sign of him in here.
Well, you'd hardly expect him to be up here in his sitting room. He's probably on his bed, sleeping. After all he's been through, I don't wonder.
All right. Oh, he may be taking a shower. I better try the bathroom. Nope, not in there.
Poor dear. I really think he should stay home tonight. He's in no condition to go to the theater.
Well, keep him here then. I'm sure Mary won't mind. And as for me,
Well, just don't stand there. Open the bedroom door and see if he's sleeping. And if he is...
Well?
Well, don't make so much noise, Rupert. Now let him sleep if he can.
Well, he isn't here either.
Oh, but he must be, Rupert.
All right, you find him then. I tell you, he isn't here. The door to the closet's wide open, and he isn't in there.
Well, of course he isn't in there.
I'm just looking everywhere, my dear. Do you want me to look under the bed?
Well, certainly not. No, I don't understand where he can be.
Well, neither do I. But let me tell you that I won't stand around waiting for him indefinitely.
Well, he surely isn't far. Now, don't be ridiculous. He must be downstairs. Oh, perhaps he went out to my cottage to pick me up. He's so considerate. Oh, I'll go see.
Wait a minute. There's a note or something pinned to the pillow.
Well, here, let me see.
I have it. It's a note, all right. Well, darling Julia, I couldn't bear to put you to any more trouble over me.
Well, give me that note.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. But that roughing up I took has raised particular Cain with that jumpy tooth of mine. So I've decided to run into New York to have it attended to. Please forgive me, darling, but I couldn't stand the pain. I'll see you at the theater without fail. Oh, my love, you're Oliver.
Give me that note.
You're Oliver, indeed. Why couldn't he tell someone he was going to run out like this and hold up all the preparations for dinner?
Poor Oliver. I think it was terribly sweet of him not to want to bother me. If only I'd known. The poor lamb. Now you see what your wretched Victor has done. That gangster that you like to call a valet. He might have killed Oliver. He might have injured him seriously.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Victor had nothing to do with his beating if he actually did get held up.
Of course he got held up. Do you think he'd lie to me about a thing like that?
I wouldn't put it past him. Anyhow, here's your note. Your handsome hero with the delicate teeth is left. I presume he took my car again.
How can you even mention your car at a time like this? When poor Oliver's probably suffering the tortures of the damned.
I have no intention of being late, Julie, in spite of Oliver Wilson. Now, come along. Let's get started.
Julia Dixon, worried over this poor young man's sufferings, follows Rupert Barlow down the hall. At this same time, Larry Noble's having dinner in a restaurant near the theater with Harold Ramsey, producer of his present play. And we hear...
I'm surprised you aren't having dinner with Claudia Vincent tonight, Larry.
Claudia had other plans.
Oh? What kind of plans?
How should I know, Harold? She's busy, that's all.
Well, the reason I ask is not because of my deep interest in Claudia Benson's personal life. I only want to be certain that she'll show up backstage before curtain time.
Well, of course she will.
I'm not so sure anymore. After the way she held us up at the final rehearsal this morning, the way she came swaggering in, not a care in the world, almost 2 hours late.
I know, Harold, that was bad. But she'll be all right. She promised me she'd be in plenty of time.
Very decent of her, I must say. After keeping the entire cast standing around in this heat, just to help her with her lines.
If you feel that way about Claudia, why did you agree to let her take Sheila's part in the first place?
I'm hanged if I know, Larry. If Sheila hadn't wired me that she's married and on her way to Europe by plane, I swear I'd call the whole thing off.
It seems to me you're being pretty tough on Claudia. You haven't even seen her before an audience yet.
I know. That's why I've got the shakes. If she makes a hash of the part, well, before I get the new understudy ready, it could easily ruin the whole show.
She won't ruin it. I think she's darn good.
Oh, Larry. You have to think that.
Why?
Because it was your idea in the first place. Because you talked me into giving her the part. I think we both must be nuts, Larry. Next time you fall for a girl, keep her out of the show, will you?
You've made cracks like that before, Harold, and I don't like it. Your information, there's nothing between Claudia Vincent and myself. Nothing at all, do you understand?
No, I'm hanged if I do. Why go to so much trouble if you aren't interested in the girl?
I think she has a lot of talent, Harold. I wanted to give her a break. That's all there is to it.
Does Claudia know that?
She knows it all right. She broke a dinner date with me to go out with that blasted young Oliver Wilson.
Oh? Who's Oliver Wilson?
He's a young upstart that Julia Dixon brought back with her from Bermuda. He's supposed to be in love with Julia, but doesn't look much like it right now.
So now he's making a play for Claudia. The lad gets around, doesn't he? Oh, cheer up, Larry. If we get through tonight, we can face anything.
This is the darndest way to approach a first night I ever heard of. Come on, Harold, let's get out of here. I'm too jumpy to sit still.
I haven't even ordered dessert. Oh, well. Waiter, check, please.
A short time later, Mary Noble's on her way to the front door of her Rosehaven Long Island home in answer to the bell. And we hear...
Maud, you'd better come down. The car is here. Oh, hello, Rupert.
Hello, my sweet. Oh, darling, how perfect you look and how desirable tonight, Eleven.
Thank you. Maud will be down in a minute. She just went upstairs to touch up her makeup. Won't you come inside for a minute, Rupert?
Well, I doubt if I should, my dear. Julia's waiting out in the car alone, and, well, she's in the most horrible temper.
Well, I'm so sorry. What's the matter?
Well, it's this wretched Oliver Wilson. He left the house quite without warning, only pinned a note to his pillow saying he'd join us at the theater.
But what about dinner? Surely he doesn't want to miss such a splendid party as you're giving, Rupert.
Don't ask me what's going on in that fellow's mind, my dear. All I know is that he skipped out, taking my car as usual. And that's why we're late. We were waiting for him.
It's a strange thing to do, isn't it?
Very. And so, if you find Julia a bit on edge, we'll just try to understand.
Of course.
If only she'd get over this ridiculous infatuation for that idiotic boy. I tried to tell her that there's nothing to him. But she simply will not listen to a word.
Do you think she's actually in love with him, Rupert?
In love with Oliver Wilson? Of course not. Julia loves me. She always has.
I know. But perhaps she thinks... You haven't given her love the proper consideration.
Oh, Mary, darling, you're talking sheer nonsense. Now, shall we walk over to the car and wait?
Yes, I think that would be best.
Don't say anything at all about young Wilson. Hmm? Julia is in a very irritable state of mind.
Rupert Barlow appears to be pleased at this new turn of events. And if he knew the truth that Oliver and Claudia Vincent have eloped, wouldn't his spirits soar? Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.